This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the athletic director at Nicholls State University, Jonathan Terrell, and JT has been there a couple years. And JT, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thanks, Mike. I apologize because I was trying to get to you so I can be right next to you and crack a few funnies, but I have to take it on my phone just for a bit, with this ball game that we got going. We have a basketball game tonight, one last night, and football tomorrow. So it's a little crazy around here right now, my friend.
All right. Where you grew up, JT, because you came to Nicholls State, but you in southeastern country over there, right?
I was born and raised on the North Shore in Slidell, Louisiana. I think they do call that line country, but I'm a colonel, 33 years of a colonel right here, bleeding red and gray.
The Riverbell Classic, and you know what's funny? The series is dead even. Dead even. All these years, and it's sort of like the Saints and the Falcons. It's only one kind of win more than the other. And this has had some great games. Man, I've been on the sidelines or in the stands for some of these games with Southeastern. And what Frank Selfo has done for the Lions this year, he's been terrific. It's sort of a down year for the Colonels, not being able to finish off some games. But this is special, especially for you guys, because this is your bowl game. Selfo might have an opportunity to play on, but for Nicholls State, this is your bowl game tomorrow night.
This is it. And I tell you what, matters not what the record is, my friend. When this game, when this Riverbell Classic is played, it is a game that is just as rough and tough, and you can feel it in the air when it's Southeastern versus Nicholls. So they have something to play for, and I think people fail to forget that we have something to play for, and it's that Riverbell Classic, and to leave with a positive note of a W going into the spring season.
One of the things, the athletic director at a smaller college like at where you're at, people going to move on, okay, in life. But I've been so impressed with what you were able to do. You lose a baseball coach, and then you bring one in. Tremendous credentials there. You lost your basketball coach. You bring in a young man, and he was unbelievable in year one for the men's basketball team. And even Will Wade told me, and he don't throw out a lot of compliments to people, and said, "Mike, I was impressed with that guy. They got a really good basketball team." The same thing with women's basketball, and you know, Doobie had been there for so long, and then you bring in another young coach who has got ties to this area. He was an assistant coach. That is a lot harder to do than people think. So I give you a lot of credit for that, partner.
I appreciate you, my friend. It is, at the end of the day, we're in the people business, Mike, and that's what I keep reminding everyone here, that it's a people business, and I try to make sure that I surround myself with good people, and these people that you're talking about are just tremendous human beings, and I think that's the part. And, you know, the X's and O's and stuff, I just pray that they know them at their best level. But, you know, I just know they have the energy and they have so much pride about this place, whether they played here, which JP did as our women's basketball coach, where Tavon played here, and then our baseball coach just being in the area at LSU and playing against us and understanding what it's like to be at a place like this. And so really exciting to have the opportunity to bring those people on board and just to dive into to the love of Nicholls State University.
JT, when did you even start? I don't think I've ever asked you this. When did you start to think about maybe being an administrator? You know, to be an athletic director? Because I know you were in the private business world for a few years. And so you had to make that choice to come back to Nicholls State and being the athletic director. But when did that kind of pop to you?
Well, it's funny. I think I was probably in my third year of pharmaceutical sales, and I was around helping raise money, trying to help Jay Thomas do some things, and maybe 2 or 3 years. And I just would always tell my wife, man, I just would love to go back there and make an impact and be the athletic director. And, you know, I would say it over and over again. You know, they say, like, you just keep talking yourself into something. And so I just stayed around. And when Matt Rohn got here, I just kind of followed him and listened and watched what he did. And we became really, really close. And when he left, it was heartbreaking because I thought he was doing such a great job, and the things that he did here, I just wanted to continue it. And he called me one day and he said, are you going to apply for the job? And I said, Matt, I always talk about being an AD, but you think I could be an AD? And he was like, I think that you love the place so much that you'll find a way to keep it going. And so I just said, well, I'll apply and see. And here I am. Dr. Kloon took a chance on somebody with truly no experience in that administration world other than managing people. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what I told him. At the end of the day, it's about people. And no matter what business you're in, to build a culture where people want to be at work, where people want to continue to fight. And when I think about Nicholls, I think about blue collar. We don't have everything you need, but we try to give you everything that you need to be successful. And so you got to make sure you got the right people on board. And I knew what that was like, and I love the fact that I could come here as a player and as a coach when I was here and have all of those experiences and put it into being an administrator and trying to give everybody the student-athletes the experience and make sure that I had the coaches back when it was time to. So here I am, and loving every minute of it. It's the hardest job I've ever had in my life. I told my mom that a long time ago when I took it, and I always wanted to do something that was different every day. This is different every day, and with everything that you're going through with the NCAA and all the house settlement and all the things that are going on, but it is always some way that you get to impact somebody every day. And I think that's the thing that just continue to make me wake up in the morning and continue to fight the good fight is what I tell everybody when I see them in the morning. Let's continue to fight the good fight for the right reasons. So that's it, Mike. That's how I became the AD, and Dr. Kloon had I had a relationship with him that he was able to, after the interview, to believe that I can get the job done. And so 5 years, so here we are.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
JT, we had it on Greg Stock, the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System, on early and heard it from his point of view, the connection to Nicholls State University. So I'm going to let you give your point of view from Nicholls in the connection here to Thibodaux Regional Health System and what's right behind the campus. I mean, you know, if you sit in the stands, you can see the hospital. I mean, yeah, it is clear from here. And the connection between the sports world and also the hospital.
that we are here today, both of us, I really say that, is because of each other's, the partnership. Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, Thibodaux Regional Sports Medicine, we don't have a trainer on the job if it's not for Thibodaux Regional. And so when you think about the things that we have, the soccer field, the track, you talk about the sports complex with volleyball and tennis. You know, that's a lot of stuff that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for, you know, Mr. Greg Stogg as a CEO to have a vision for the community and for this university as a whole. And so the partnership has been unbelievable. I feel like it's even better in the last 5 years. I'm not saying that just because I've been here. I'm saying that because I think that we are intentional in the relationship, making sure that people know that, you know, there's a true partnership with us in Thibodaux Regional. And so, and it's not just about athletics. I mean, you think about what he's done for the nursing school, you know, $10 million to name that and to be able to help our nursing school grow and them be able to benefit from that. And to be in the backyard is just unbelievable. I told him the other day, I said, Greg, I was sitting here and they had a team from, I don't know who was playing in soccer, but we were playing somebody in soccer and they said it was the best park that they'd ever been to when they looked and saw the beach volleyball and the tennis. And they said, so y'all have this? And I said, by the grace of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, we are able to have a Nicholls State University partnership with them that we get to play, and we play our home, all of our home games here. So it's top notch. The care is top notch, and everything they do. And so we are very, very excited, and we wouldn't be who we are today without the partnership of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems.
All right, I'm going to let you go on this. Listen, you can't let Selfull brag about beating Nicholls this year, so you guys got to take care of business because I'm going to hear it from Coach if you do.
Hey.
But I know you're going to get in there. You're going to give everything you got. But, man, Frank, he kind of gives me the needle every once in a while about, you know, we give him a little coverage here. So, so take care of business. Take care of business tomorrow night, you know what I mean?
We will. That's the plan, my friend, because it would make my Friday so much better.
Jonathan, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate your time. And again, you're doing a fantastic job at Nicholls State. I understand how difficult that job is. And man, from fundraising to hiring coaches and all the NCAA rules, it's just unbelievable that you got to keep up with each and every day. And sometimes it changes every hour. So, man, I appreciate everything you do for the community.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you having me. We have a great team here, and I'm only as good as they are. So we appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for always taking care of us, bud, and putting us on. We'll talk to you soon, and go Colonels.
All righty. Thank you. JT, Jonathan Terrell, the athletic director here at Nicholls State, and I was just kidding with him, but he's true. He grew up on the North Shore. He grew up in southeastern Lyon country, but he came here and played football at Nicholls State.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.